We're talking about the arena of the supernatural, and we're even going into Christmas talking about that. And you know, I was told him in the early service this morning, my little only downer about Christmas is this. Well, it's not a downer. I don't agree with ex-Christmas, and I don't agree with season's greetings. I don't agree with that garbage. I believe it's Christmas. And if you're going to celebrate it, you should be willing to call it what it is. And you should be able, and you should be willing to celebrate the one that it's about. Amen. But my only downer is this. It's at the end of the year. Now, that wasn't the day that Jesus was born. I mean, that's not anywhere in history. Is that proven that's the day Jesus was born? That was the day that we celebrate it. Because Jesus is not the end of anything. He's the beginning of everything. And so I want you to begin to look at this season a little different way this year. I want you to begin to see it not as the end, but as the beginning. I want you to allow the Lord to do some spiritual, supernatural things in your life this Christmas season and in your family. I want you to believe God to do something supernaturally in your life and in your family that will start on a brand new era in your life. Start your family down a brand new path. Go a brand new direction, amen, with a greater release of God in your life. So we just determined, I'm just pulling away from that little general Santa Claus. David and I respect everything you do with us in that area. And thank you, and we plan on that again this year. But it's about a Savior. And one of my most fondest pictures in all the world is the picture. I keep saying I'm going to get enough money to buy it, but they're usually so expensive. I love that picture of Christmas. It shows that Christmas tree, and then it shows Santa on his knees surrendering himself to Jesus. Don't you love that? That's my favorite picture. That's my favorite picture of the Christmas season. I love that picture because surely Santa Claus was a real being, and he did have love of God in his heart, and he shared that love. And so praise God. But we're going to try with all of our heart to make this a supernatural year. And so I'm not looking at Christmas as being the end of the year. It's not. I'm going to get a little token because I've been good, naughty or nice. No, I'm going to use Christmas to allow God to do something really supernatural. Because it all started there. It didn't end there, didn't it? Amen. It all started there. Jesus came to earth. So it all started. So I'm going to allow God to do something really supernatural in my life and in my family and in our lives this Christmas that's going to give my whole family a turnaround. Amen. Everybody say a turnaround. And God's going to help us do that to have a turnaround. Now, the greatest gift of all the world is Jesus. Just Him. That's the greatest gift. I'm going to talk about the second greatest gift, though, this morning. I'm going to talk about the second greatest gift. And I believe the second greatest gift is God's voice in our life. The greatest gift is Jesus. He came. And so there's nothing ever compared to that. But then right behind that, what makes us different, what makes us stand out as believers of Jesus Christ, devoted followers of the Lord, is that we listen to the Lord and we allow God to have the supreme leadership in our life. And it's just vitally important. So we're making this to be about hearing Him. And I'm going to begin this time by talking to you about some ways to hear God. Now, I couldn't cover all of the ways. I don't know all the ways. And in my lifetime, I couldn't find out all the ways. Because the Lord has a way of conveying Himself to every person. But what we do want the Lord to do is to make His voice a more vital pursuit in our life. To make His voice a more vital desire in our life. Is to literally have the voice of God into our life, into our family, into the situations that we face. Amen. So we're going to talk about hearing God this morning. I'm going to very quickly go through several. I said that in the early service, and I got through three. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make them quick. I'm going to go through 12. And this would not be, certainly this would not be any kind of exhaustive study. Because I cannot imagine the ways that God will find to convey to you. The most supernatural thing I believe we can come a hold to then is having the voice of the Lord. The problem is this. Each one of us are facing things in different ways. Maybe you just came over a battle, or maybe you're right on the edge of going into a battle. But we usually address those issues as storms. We usually address our issues that we're fighting, that we're facing a major storm in our life. Michelle, that's what you're facing. You're just facing a storm, honey. Just a storm. Jimmy, this is just a storm. This is not your life. This is just a storm. But the problem is, when you talk about facing a storm, what do you do with it? What do you do with that you're faced with? Do you take your rod and put it in it and see the water part as God told Moses? Do you walk to the front of the boat and do you speak to that storm, peace be still? Or do you hear God say, step out on the storm and walk on the water and I'll keep you up? Or do you hear the angel standing by you as it did Paul in the book of Acts and say, hold on to anything you can because I'm going to bring you through this. You understand? The problem is this. The way we have to face a storm, or we have to face anything in our life, we have to be able to hear God. Because what do I use? Do I use Exodus 3? Let the water roll back? Do I use Acts 27? Hold on to anything you can, I'll bring you through the storm. Do I do Matthew? Do I stand and rebuke the storm? See, it comes down to us hearing the voice of the Lord, allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us through the battles of life. Amen? And that's so vital and important as we allow the Holy Spirit to do that. So we're talking about hearing the voice of God, the different ways that we can hear Him. Because truly, God wants us to hear Him. The Lord knows whether this storm is the one you got to walk on, or whether this storm is the one that you've got to part the water, or whether this storm is the one that you've got to just hang on and God's going to bring you through it. But the major thing is that He is Lord of the storm and He's master of everything. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. And we just declare that the devil is not going to be Lord of our life. We boldly declare that Jesus is the Lord of our life. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The first way, the first most common way that the Lord speaks to us is through His Word. Somebody hold up the Word of God to me. Now, the problem with that being the voice of God into your life, the problem with that being that is this. There are scriptures in there that tell you to part the waters. There are scriptures that tell you to stand against the storm, to rebuke it. There are scriptures that tell you, hold on. The problem is this. We've got to find the voice of God in the midst of God's Word. We have to come to a place to be able to hear God in the midst of His Word. Now, it takes exercise to be able to do that. The Bible calls it a spiritual exercise. It's talking about having our senses so learned. So many times we fail to see. Somebody says, you know, I get into the Word, I just can't get anything out of it. Other people say, you know, I may read the Word 5 days and maybe God will speak to me something. But the truth of the matter is this. We must learn to exercise ourselves spiritually to where we can hear God better. And we can elevate our hearing to where we can hear God more. Now, when you're first starting the Word, I can remember the day to where that I would read the Word for several days, looking for a good day, looking for a day that God would speak to my heart out of that Word. And that's where we all start at, but that's not where we stop at. I told him in early service this morning, I can remember the time I decided I wanted to quit being the little weakling that I was. So I decided I wanted to lift some weights. So I got me some weights. That first day, man, was a mess. Second day was still a mess. Third day was still a mess. Long story short, I tried it 30 days and I gave up on it. But if anything's going to be effective in my life, I'm going to have to exercise it. I'm going to have to realize that where I'm starting at is not the place I'm ending at. I'm going to have to allow myself a starting place and to realize this thing may seem to be pulling me against my own grain. But I'm going to keep working with this thing until it gets to be a regular, consistent thing in my life. Now, what I have done, I see some of you guys, I looked up there and see those broad shoulders. You guys just giving yourself the broad shoulders, worked out during high school, played football, did those various things. Well, see, you can tell it. You can tell it by looking at you. It took work, though, to get there. And what I'm telling you is if you're going to begin to hear the voice of God, it's going to take some exercising. It's going to take some spiritual exercise on the part of your life for you to bring yourself to that place. How do you know that God has spoken to you when you read the Bible? How do you know that God has spoken to you? Well, the book of Job says this. It says, for God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. That's what it says. Job chapter 33 says, for God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. That's what the word says. God's speaking to us over and over. We don't recognize what he's saying. And then God speaking to us, the next verse says, he speaks in dreams and visions of the night when deep sleep falls on people as they lie in their beds. God said, I'm even talking to you when you're asleep. That's what the Lord said. God said, I'm even talking to you when you're even asleep. And then it says, he whispers in their ears and there terrifies them with warnings. That word terrified would probably be better by saying that he guides us or directs us, gives us warnings. This verse usually shows the problem. The problem with hearing God's voice is because God whispers. And we are so prone to a loud world. You can even watch your favorite television program, and you can be watching it on what seems to be a good volume to you. Immediately when an ad comes up to you, what happens automatically to the volume? They raise the volume. Why? Because they want to get your attention to tell you something. We're used to things getting our attention by the volume, but God says, I'm a whisperer. And always know that God's going to be a whisperer in your life, and if you're going to hear the voice of God, there's got to be quiet or be still and know I'm God. There must be that point in our life that we exercise that we're going to say we're going to have to quieten our world down, and we're going to have to bring ourselves to a place where we, Lord, say, I will listen for your whispers. Then the next verse said, he opens their ears at times like that and gives them wisdom and instruction. God opens our ears at times like that. If I will listen to his whispers, then God will open my ears and cause me to hear him. And then he tells me why he wants to talk to me. The next verse says, he makes them turn from doing wrong. God knows when I'm going down a wrong path. God knows when I'm going in a wrong direction. And God says, I want to help you to go in the right direction. He keeps them from pride, it says. Then the next he said, he protects them from the grave. Now, Michelle, I want you to hear that this morning. God said, I want to talk to you, Michelle, because I want to protect you from the grave. That's what he said. He said he protects them from the grave and from crossing over the river of death. That's what the voice of the Lord comes into our life, is to help us to know when we're going down the wrong path. And he's there to help us to be able to protect it from the grave. Then Jeremiah says, but not only is God speaking to us, God is in each one of us working to try to hear him. God's trying to help quieten our lives. It's not just us. It's just not us exercising. We have a good coach. And that coach that's working with us in our life is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is continually trying to draw us into a place to where that we can hear God better or hear God in a greater fashion, a greater way. Amen. And the Bible simply said, who belongs to God hears what God says. And Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. To be able to hear, it says, be still. Everybody say, be still. So the first exercise I've got to learn to quieten my life down if I want to hear God. I've got to learn to be still. Amen. All right, Hebrews chapter 5:14 said, but solid food belongs to those who are full age. That is, those who by reason of use, and that's what the Bible says, have their senses exercised. If we're going to hear God, we're going to have to exercise ourselves, exercise our spirits to hear God. Exercise our spirit. Now, as I've gotten older, one thing that's developed in with me that I seem to have gotten, Lane says, I have seen to have gotten hard of hearing. I really don't believe that, Vanny, yet. But Lane keeps saying, Jerry, you need to go somewhere and do something because you can't hear. Well, sometimes she doesn't know. I hear when I don't hear. Some of you husbands know what it is like that. But the thing about it, even though this outward man perishes, we got to make sure that our inner part is renewed day by day. We got to keep our inside part. Number one way that God speaks to us is through his word. The number one. How do you know that God's talking to you through his word? When you just begin to read your Bible, how do you know that God's talking to you? I spoke to you earlier, some people may start on a regimen of reading their word, and may read a chapter a day, 2 chapters a day, 10 chapters a day, whatsoever. Joel Osteen, I'll just give you something to go for. I think Joel Osteen reads 10 chapters a day. Is what I think the same regimen was in him, was in his dad. So whatever it is, your regimen, reading it. And then you may read the first, you may read a whole chapter, you may read and can't seem to hear God. Well, one of the easiest books in the Bible to exercise yourself on is the book of Psalms. Because the book of Psalms is a two-way conversation. And it's easy to see, hear God talking to David and somewhere in the midst of that. But how do you know God takes the scripture and talks to you? How do you know how do you know whether you're supposed to put your staff in the water, or whether you're supposed to step out on the water, or whether you're supposed to grab hold to a board and believe God to bring you through this as he did Paul? How do you know? It's because God takes his word, and out of his word, God will begin to put his breath in scripture. The way you know God's putting his breath is this. The Bible says, hearing come by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The way you know God's speaking to you in the scripture, there is faith at that moment to believe, I believe this is God speaking to me. When you can read that scripture and all of a sudden you say, you may read down through 15 verses and you get to 12th verse and all of a sudden you say, I believe this is for me. When you can hear that, when you can do that, what you've just, it's went from God's written word, now it's come into God's breathing word. He just breathed his. He just put his breath in that. And that changed. The Bible says, if I was to look for biblical terminology, it would change from logos to rhema. The logos is the written word, and the rhema is God's breathing word. The written word will tell you God will take care of you in the storm, but God's breathing word would tell you what to do in the storm. And so you've got to know that. You've got to know how the Lord wants you to handle this. So you read. Now, when you first start out, you got to exercise. Like, I can remember the first day I got that weight bench. I remember I started off started off with just the rod, you know. But things seem so hard at that point. So you may start off with a whole chapter, and you may say, well, you know, I can't see God's, I didn't hear God. I didn't feel like God was speaking to me in that. Don't get discouraged. You've got to exercise. And it's just like you exercising up your muscles, you've got to exercise. You've got to stay in there until God does. Things will change. Because God, not only is it you working toward hearing God, God is also working. The Bible says he is working in you to cause you to hear him. So God's working. So you got to stay in there. As you get older and more mature, it gets easier and easier. Now me, when I sit down now, I can start off with a chapter. And if that chapter probably has 15 verses, at least 10 of those, I believe, I can hear God's breath in. I can believe it's speaking to me. Now, Elaine, she loves the Word of the Lord so much, every time she opens her Word, I mean, it's just God breathing to her all the time. She hears, I don't think she ever reads the Scripture now that she did. It didn't start that way. It's not going to start that way, but that's where God's going to carry it. God's going to carry it to where you can hear him. The first and foremost way that God wants to talk to you is God wants to talk to you right in his word. And the way you'll know that scripture is talking to you is because when God puts his breath in that written word, it will bring faith. You'll say, I believe this is God talking to me. There will be that sense in your heart and say, I believe this is what God's saying to me. Amen? So it's so important. The Bible says, faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. In fact, when it says that, it's preceded by the next way. It says God often speaks through preaching. The second most common way that God speaks to us is through preaching. Now, I can tell people that seek for the voice of the Lord. You learn to focus on the word. Some of you focus on the messenger. Or some of you focus on the way the messenger does it. And that's immature. If you're going to be mature in the things of the Lord, you got to learn to focus on the Word, looking for God. One of the easiest ways for God to talk to us is in the message of preaching. Because of this. There in Romans chapter 10 where it said, faith come by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, is preceded by saying, how will they hear unless they have a preacher? The easiest way to hear God's voice, just the easiest way that everyone can take, is right in the preaching message. But you can never hear it if you're on the messenger. Or if you're on, boy, look how beautiful that stage is this morning. Or if you're if you're distracted and pulled off course. You've got to learn to focus in on the words, not the messenger, but to focus on the word. And if I'm in line with the Holy Spirit, and if the messenger is in line with the Holy Spirit, somewhere in his message, God will put his breath in it to you. And somewhere in his message, you will begin to hear. I can readily tell anybody in this church is going to grow or not grow. Some people focus on the word. I can look in your eyes. I can tell when you focus. I can tell. I mean, any speaker, you don't have to speak for any length of time. You can look somebody and you can tell somebody if they're focusing on the words. I can also tell when people are focusing on the messenger, waiting for me to make a mess up, which is pretty common. But when you learn to focus, when you're looking for God in it, you're focusing on the message. And you don't let yourself be distracted. I'll be honest with you. People don't distract me. There was a time it did. There was a time when I didn't treasure God's word or God's voice into my life. And where, man, I could be sending somebody, if somebody was chewing gum, if somebody was, I mean, man, it could distract me in a minute. But I had to grow up some. And I had to grow up to the point to where, man, I'm coming there for Jesus, and I'm not coming there for anybody else. I'm coming to hear the word. I'm coming to get my word that God has for me. And I'm going to focus in on that message. And I tell you what, you can focus in to the point to where what anybody else is doing, it don't bother you a bit. I mean, you can do that. And you can learn to focus in on the message of what God said, and look for God's, where somewhere in it, that God first speak to your heart. Listen for God's breath in the midst of the servant's breath that's giving it out. So that's the most second common way. All right, now the third's even easier. The third way that God, the third most common way to hear God's voice is in the voice of praise. See, something happens supernaturally in praise. You should be focusing every praise service, every worship service, you should be focusing. Focusing on God. Don't be focusing on that person over there that's dancing different than what you think they should be dancing. And don't focus on that person over there get off of people and get on God. Focus yourself on the Lord. And if you have focused, see, praise is so easy because praise puts words in our mouth speaking to God. And when the Bible said in the book of Psalms, chapter 22, that when you begin to worship God, God begins to come down and inhabit that praise. God begins to build his throne. The easiest way, the easiest place I ever hear God, the easiest place I ever hear God is in the midst of worship. I mean, when people begin to worship and praise God, in a few minutes, you can begin to hear God. If you begin to declare out your mouth, you begin to say things to God, God's not going to let it be a one-way conversation. When you begin to say things to God, God's going to begin to say things back to you. And the easiest place to hear God at any time is right. That's why when I, this afternoon, I'll go home to hear God. In fact, let me be honest with you. I'm fighting a little battle myself. And so you see this right here. This is what I'm talking with. You see this right here. This is what I'm listening to. Because I realize if I just give out, so I try to build my spirit up all the time. That I'm fighting a battle. And what I do is I, whatever way that I can do that. And so while I've been preaching to you one message, I've been hearing something totally different in here. And it's wonderful. Because I build my spirit up. I know that my spirit must be. So you use worship. In the midst of your worship, you will hear God talking to you. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Praise God. All right. The fourth most common way that God speaks to us. The fourth most common way, the still small voice. Now, God speaks in a soft voice. Everybody say a soft voice. Now, we want God to yell, I know. And one day we'll be in heaven and his voice will be as the sound of many waters. And it'll be wonderful. When everybody will be so intently engaged upon him. And the voice of the Lord will be loud. But when God speaks here, he wants you to listen. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21, said, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. That's the way he talks to you personally. You hear a voice, it's like it's behind you, the Bible says here. You hear a voice behind you or in you or through you or with you. You'll begin to hear the Lord and God will say things just like he said in this verse. This is the way. Walk in it. And so it's just so powerful, so important to understand that God speaks, the Bible calls it, in that still small voice. Or I call it gentle, quiet whispers. God speaks in these gentle, quiet whispers. Whispers of love to you. The greatest message in all the world is God's love for you. That's the greatest message. The greatest words you will ever, ever hear in all your life is for God to tell you how much He loves you. And what I found in my life, God loves to tell me that over and over and over again. Already to Elaine this morning, I mean, I didn't do that for that. I didn't think about it till just then in this message. Already to Elaine this morning, I probably already told Elaine I love her 20 times. I enjoy that. Probably yesterday, I probably told her 40 or 50 times, but that's very common for me. How many of you know, before I usually leave any person, I'm going to tell you that I love you? That's common because I love to do that. I love you to never be in doubt. I love you to always know how much I love you. And so to do that, and God, how much more? How much more does God want to know, us to know, how much He loves us? And one of the greatest messages, one of the greatest whispers you'll ever hear is for God to begin to whisper to you how much He loves you and how much He cares for you. The fifth way is God speaks to others. This is a little bit more difficult because we always want to measure that donkey up. We want to make sure that that donkey's worth talking to. And I found out that God just yaks using donkeys. God uses people to speak into our life at times that we would not normally choose. I remember it was one of the hardest days of my life several years ago that I can remember. And I remember going to the church, but going there ready to focus, ready to hear God. See, some people are so focused on themselves, they can't focus on God. You got to focus on God. You got to focus on the message. You got to focus on worship. You got to focus. But some people are so focused on themselves. They're so focused on their life. But there are people, I never put any confidence in them hearing from God. Because only people that focus on God really hear the voice of God. So several years ago, I walked into the church building. I walked there that day, and man, I was so down. I just needed a word from the Lord so much. I came to church this morning needing something from God. And I had no idea where it was going to come from. And when I came to church needing the voice of God, it came in a little package about 4'8". Right after the early service, she came up to me. She ministered to me. And I said, I came today for you. God uses packages that we would not normally choose ourselves. God, and we've got to allow God to do that. Because the Lord knows how to keep pride out of our life. We always want this one sort of person to talk to us, one sort of person to minister to us. And God says, no, I choose whom I choose. And so God chooses it. When I walked in the church service that day, I remember a young little lady that several years ago, she came out of the back seat. I think she was on the back seat. She came to me and found me in that service. And so in a real humble way, she said, "But Jerry," she said, "does this mean anything to you?" And she shared with me what God had put on her heart. It was the answer for my life at that time. So God speaks to other people, and God didn't ask us our permission of what vessels to use. And sometimes God will use the person that you may deem to be the furthest from God just to let you know that He's still God. Amen. Just to let you know that. Right? God may speak through circumstances. Now, this isn't the tricky one. You have to be a little bit mature to handle this one. Because circumstances usually are against you. You got to know that. Whatever God's directing you to do, circumstances are usually against you. You have to become bigger than the circumstances. You let God be bigger than the circumstances. The Bible says if there's a mountain standing in your way, you speak to that mountain. So circumstances don't tell you what God's will, but circumstances will let you know the timing of God a lot of times. That's why there's a real common verse in the Bible over and over. It says, when you see these things. Over and over, that verse is in the Bible. Jesus said that. It said, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that your redemption is nigh. Circumstances will let you know the timing of God a lot of times. Circumstances will let you know where there's an open door and where there's a closed door. Whether it's a closed door or whether it's an open door, honey, don't mean anything for God in His power. God kicks down doors just the same way as He opens doors. So you got to know that. But circumstances let us begin to catch God's timing. Another way God speaks to us, He speaks to us through visions. And God speaks to us through dreams. The difference is when you see it night, when you see it day. I remember the most precious time God ever ministered to me as a daddy was through an open vision. Now, Lane has celebrated with you the number of times almost all major decisions of change in our life came through God first beginning to reveal them to us through a dream. God used dreams, interpretation of dreams, but through visions. God helped me be a daddy more than He ever helped me to be a daddy. And I was walking out my bedroom one day. And when I walked out of that bedroom, all of a sudden it was like a curtain rolled back. And I saw my family on this little bitty island all by themselves. And I saw me not there. And I saw every time that my family would turn and look the other direction, there would be this huge dragon monster, which the Bible speaks of that in the book of Job, that would seemingly come up with his plans and before they could turn around would seemingly submerge again. God spoke to my heart. He said, if you don't pray them out, they won't get out. I knew what God was saying. There was a battle going on that none of them understood, that none of them saw. But God said, they're going to get out. You got to pray them out. I'm so thankful that God can give visions and dreams. Then God speaks to some people through journaling. Now that's an unusual one for us a little bit, especially us that are old school Pentecostal. But almost the whole Bible is written through journaling. The whole book of Psalms is journaling. God says something. David says something. God says something. David says something. And sometimes I used to go before the Lord. And I wanted God to give me a whole book when He would come to me and talk to me. I found out God loves me to be His friend. And same with me, with my kids. I love my kids just to take a few minutes and I love to just talk. That's the way God is. He loves you to just talk to Him. And He loves to just talk to you back. And He wants you to believe it's Him. It's hard to have a relationship with somebody that don't believe it's you. So you may just try it sometime. Just try taking that quiet time and just say, Lord, what about this? And just listen for a moment. And don't expect Him to give you no deep theology. Just expect Him as a friend talks with a friend. As a dad talks with a child, just expect Him to talk to you. Amen. Ninth way, He speaks through prophecy, prophetic words. He speaks through the inner witness. And we don't have time, which we did. That would be a good one. I want to close with this one. God speaks through an inner peace. Let me go one more and close. When God spoke to me about these ways to share with you here, He first shared with me, I first talked this down at El Dorado. And this is really the only one that God told me to talk to them about. Because God wants His children to know, when you can't hear a voice, that you'll be able to still sense His love. And your world may be so full and so loud that you can't hear God's gentle, quiet voice. But He wants you to always live with the security that He's with you and that He's going to take care of you. The thing God hates, I believe, worse and any other thing is for His child to think, I'm in this without Daddy. I'm in this by myself. And so God elevates, I call this the most wonderful way God talks to us, is in those moments when your life may be too loud to hear Him. You say, God, are You with me? To when you can't hear a word, that you'll be able to feel His touch. And in those moments, you can say, God, are You going to bring me through this? And you can feel Daddy's arms. Now that word, this way, is in the Bible over and over again. It's written in the Bible through two words. The first word is I know. I. Pardon me. And the second word is know. That is in the Bible far more than I heard. I know. I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. The most precious way God will ever speak into your life is to just let you know that you can become one of the I knowers. Then you'll look at me in situations you have faced and you'll say, Jerry, I can't explain it, but I just know God's going to carry me through this. Jerry, I can't understand it, but I know God's with me. Though others may not can see it, I know God's helping me. Though others may not recognize, I know. And that sense of I knowing carried prophets, priests, and kings through difficult seasons when it seemed like they couldn't hear a word, but they could feel His touch. There's something about the loving arms of your Heavenly Father. We want to close service with that way this morning. I want anyone here that's fighting through any kind of a battle, fighting through an issue in your life, and you say, Jerry, I just need that I knowing in my life. I need to just know. If I just can know that God's going to bring me through this, it's going to be a lot better. I can make it. Some may be here that you just need to know that God hadn't left you. God's with you. And even though you can't see Him, He wants to let you know in a way that only He can. So you can say, I know God is with me. If you're facing one of those issues, won't you just quickly stand to your feet right where you are? Would you this morning? If you're facing an issue and you say, Jerry, I just come to a place, I need a place. of just knowing. I need to sense God's with me. I need to come to a place of true assurance. I need that voice of the Lord in the midst of my life. Well, the wonderful thing about it is, I don't have to drum this part up. Daddy takes care of himself here. Just the same way as I never want my physical children to ever, ever. That's why I tell them I love them so much, because I want them to never know they're never in a place that they're not loved. God wants you, whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, He wants you to know, man, He loves you. And He's going to ride this thing out with you, and He's going to help you. And He's going to be with you. So the best way I'm going to do, I'm just going to release in a quick prayer here, and then Stephen is going to sing a worship. As we give a moment to worship God, I'm believing the Lord is going to bring that I-knowing sense. The greatest way, the most loving way God can talk to you. I believe God's going to give you that in the midst of your life.